Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Good meet you, Burners. I'm Irish Rants. Over lines open. 1-300-736-736. 10 before you wings. Text 04-3398-1116. Dennis Pagan, Kel Toomey, George Samios, Johnny from Epping. What about that for a lineup on a Thursday with a big game tonight? Carlton taking on Geelong at the MCG. It's great to have you with us. Curly, you're a champion. He's always first in with the text, and it's a positive. Good morning, lads. Have a great show. Good on you, Curl. Okay, Whispers.
I beat the virus. How's he going over there in the States? Did he get charged or not? Good morning to you, by the way.
You're talking about the Don.
Yeah, but Don.
I don't know.
I don't think he got charged. I don't think in the end they did. They had 78,000 cops there or something?
He wasn't too 7,800 police. Stormy Daniels, I know that.
No, he wasn't. He called her a John Longmire, didn't he?
He did. He likened it to horse Longmire, indeed. What's going on?
How are you going? Because you're entertaining people at the moment. How's all that going?
I don't entertain your parents.
Yes, you do.
You host them.
Well, you host them. You're looking after them. How's all that going?
It's unbelievably fatiguing.
Somebody said that they saw you locked outside your apartment yesterday. What happened there?
I did. Try and explain it to your 80-year-old parents how to let you in with the electronic buzzer. Not that good, Whispers. Anyway,
where are you heading today?
Going to Chadstone.
Yeah, lovely.
Taking my mum to
Chadstone
today. Can you?
Has she got something in mind? Is there a stop shop that she's after?
I said to her yesterday because they stayed a bit longer than anticipated.
Yep.
Which is fine.
I said, well, Panch had one more race to watch, didn't he? Is that right?
Well, he's got to go in for a procedure. So,
does he? Yep. Okay. He's going to be okay, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's good.
Yep. And so I said to Mum, well, do you want to go to Chadstone? I'll take you. I haven't been for 20 years. I said, well, she's going to get a shock.
She's going to find it a little bit different.
She's going to get a bit of a shock out of Chadstone tomorrow. today, rather. So anyway, that's my day. That's as big a day as I could manufacture a day at Chadstone with my beautiful mum.
Are you heading back to Gazman though?
Oh, no, and I got to drop a couple of shirts back because they didn't fit pants. We couldn't be bothered trying them on. Whispers. And then I had to cook the dinner last night.
What did you cook?
Pants likes a little prawn cocktail before dinner.
Oh, no. So with the Thousand Island dressing.
He goes down to the fish shop, gets a dozen prawns, puts a little bit of chopped up cos lettuce with a bit of pink sauce. I've never seen a happier man. He's had a two nights running prawn cocktail before dinner.
Is that where they got the name Cocktail Hour from? Is that
maybe
from Panch?
Oh yeah, and then Bev wolfs down a couple of glasses of shardy. Away she goes. But it's good. I've been away from
what time
for
do you have to put
time.
Them to bed?
Oh no, they stay up much later than I do.
Do they?
Yep. I'm into bed way earlier.
Have you been having a glass of Grenache with them?
Not last night. Night before I had a glass. Mum's at 4:00. She says 5:00. I say 4:00. She whips out a nice little Sauv Blanc, wolfs down a couple of glasses Quick Sticks.
Boys, we've got our wine man coming on later this morning, right?
Who?
So Georgie.
Oh yeah.
So I sent him a text about stuff that he might want to talk about this morning.
Yeah. What time's acceptable for an afternoon tipple? For a 79-year-old.
I reckon 4:00.
4:00?
Yeah, 4:00.
I mean, legless by 6:00.
That's okay. Well, you want to go to bed early. You pick him up and you put him into bed early.
Give us your afternoon routine out there if you're listening. 04-3398-1116. What's your afternoon? Do you have a little, if you're retired maybe?
That's a good question.
Do you just out on the patio or the porch?
Get on the beers.
Maybe get on the beers.
Depends on what time of the year it is, don't you think?
Yeah.
If you're on holidays, then I think it's more acceptable to start a little bit earlier. If you're not on holidays, maybe people, have a quick one, like a quiet one when they get home.
But if you're retired,
yeah,
you're always on a holiday.
Well, you could be, But then you've got to be
launch into it at about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, you've got to be a little bit disciplined about that. as my late father-in-law used to say, it's 5:00 somewhere in the world.
Exactly. Where's the Rabbit Hole podcast, boys? Is it? It's up.
Up and about.
Yeah, the Rabbit Hole, we did that yesterday. So you can go and listen to the Rabbit Hole Live, episode 6. Awesome. Morning routine, some of the acting days with Chopper Reed. You get all that. It's all thanks to Tyre Power, winning deals always.
Oh, chop. This is the text that George sent, right? So I've sent this information about what he might be able to talk about this morning. He sends back, all good. I just landed onto a grass landing strip in Barossa Valley on a little 4-seater plane. I flew from Coonawarra. Awesome. I'll send you a video of us landing.
Oh, God,
I just said back, No thanks on the video. And I haven't heard from him again.
Has he just launched himself that? Into the stratosphere?
Just landed on a grass landing strip in the Barossa Valley helicopter after a couple of days in the Coonawarra.
Into private golf courses, private flights into the Coonawarra. Unbelievable.
You got no idea the work I do behind the scenes for this show. I had another half-hour chat with Johnny in preparation for his appearance this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's hot under the collar. He said he needed half an hour this morning to talk about all the things he's got on his mind to talk about.
I've got a great idea.
What's that?
I've got a great idea. Why don't we get Panch to ring Johnny in the morning?
Great idea.
Because you know what he does every day? Every day at 10 past 10.
He watches the same show, don't
he? Rawhide. He watches Rawhide every single day. That's what John says he watches.
Well, you see, he had to talk about
Rawhide together for an hour.
He said he didn't have time to watch TV yesterday.
Well, he can ring Pansh and find out what happened. Give him a call. What happened in Rawhide?
I can't wait to talk to him this morning because there's a couple of things that he does want to get off his chest, and I think we'll find them amusing.
Oh, he'd be over the moon with his football club.
No.
He's not over the moon with his football club.
Took it in his stride. I thought he wasn't going to the football last week. I thought he told us that he wasn't going to the game.
He said he's there with bells on.
No, he got there at 11:30 for the start of the game.
11:30?
He had to sit outside the ground in the car, he said, eating sandwiches and drinking tea.
Well, we'll have a chat with him. I've got a question to the smartest radio audience in land. I want to know... Have you had a look at your Linked account lately? You know, the Linked, you know. For
the traffic?
Yeah.
When
you go to Glen Maggie, are you on the tolls?
Yes. Yeah, I got a speeding ticket the other day too.
Well, hang on. I know we can get to that in a minute. How much should it cost to go down, say, to the Mornington Peninsula on the Link, you know, with the tolls?
Ah, can I just let you in on a little
it's
secret?
It's not cheap, Tim.
No. You know why?
Why?
You know why? And you wouldn't have gone into the detail to find this out, but your vehicle, because of the size of it, is actually classified as a commercial vehicle.
What do you mean?
Your big vehicle,
mm-hmm.
that big
ute
you drive,
mm-hmm.
it's commercial.
What's that, dearer?
So it's more expensive. Yeah, that's why it's costing you so much money. I meant
it's
to tell you
that.
It's
a very expensive
round
trip, which I do once or twice a week. By jingoes.
I know, it's expensive. It's really expensive because you've got the long wheelbase one.
So
if you go and buy yourself a smaller car, you're going to save a lot of money.
Now that you've changed cars, do you get hit with
much cheaper.
Is it?
Much, much cheaper.
Right.
Except when you fill it up, because I had this written down. Why, and somebody out there, because we've got the smartest audience in the world, why is diesel 22 cents a litre more expensive than petrol at the moment? Why is that? Why would that be? The refining process of diesel is much cheaper. It's much more simple. It shouldn't be any more expensive.
It should be cheaper, should it?
It should be a lot cheaper.
Right.
A lot cheaper.
Well, you've opened Pandora's box.
Somebody out there will know why it is more expensive. That's a lot of money. Like, that's 22 cents a litre, Gary.
Yeah. I know. You have to tell
Every
me.
Every 4 litres you put in the car, it's almost like another dollar more expensive to fill it up.
Getting ripped on the Linked, and then you go into the petrol and you get hit up with an extra 22 cents, Whispers. Cost you more for you.
Everybody.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Double the tolls for a ute.
Yes.
That's not right.
It is right.
Why?
That's exactly
why. Why is it double tolls for a ute?
It's heavier.
Not that heavy.
It's much heavier on the road.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Your new car's heavy.
Not as heavy as yours.
Really?
Yeah, and you got the commercial tyres on it, all that sort of stuff. So it's the wear and tear that you're causing on the freeways.
The ute's never had anything in the back, ever. Gay boys, I'm a tradie, nothing better. Get home after a hard day and crack a nice can, stubby.
What time?
5 p.m.
Yeah, that's a sensible hour, isn't it?
That sounds pretty reasonable to me. Start afternoon at 4:20, Dave in Thornbury. 4:20, pretty specific there, Dave.
Yep. It would be nice for you to take Bev to Gucci and buy her a nice handbag that's come through from MT. That would be a special outing for Bev today.
What?
Take her to Gucci and buy her a nice little clutch bag or a nice little handbag or something.
It wouldn't resonate with her.
What about a Louis Vuitton then?
Gucci wouldn't. Or none of that would resonate.
Prada. I can see.
She's more a country road lady. That's where tastes go to. Nathan is in Greensboro.
Nathan!
Okay, Nathan.
Yeah, guys,
hey, Whisper,
how are you?
Good, mate. What's going on with the tolls, please?
Yeah, mate, Whisper is absolutely 100% correct. I drive a dual cab ute, and it's more expensive than a normal ute.
So, Righto, I've established that. There's the reason why I'm getting ripped. So now I want to know how much it would cost in a ute to drive from Melbourne to, you know, the peninsula.
Yeah, so I used to drive it every day. And yeah. It used to cost me $15 one way.
What? $15 yeah. a day one way?
One way, so it's $30 a day return. God. And the tunnel alone, guys, is $5 one way in my car.
Wow. Nafe, you're a star. Give him a prize, Nafe.
Yep. A round of golf for two at Club
Tim
Adelaide.
Green, right in front of you.
What's it say?
Read what it says.
You've won a $200 BCF voucher. BCF Preston, number one for outdoor Easter fun.
That's boating, camping, fishing. Well done, Nafe. Well, $15 and $5 for a trip through the tunnel.
Yeah, it's expensive. It is expensive. You might need to. You can go around the tolls, though. If you go the longer way, it's a little bit longer, down around Beach Road, around that way, through Frankston, you'll still get there and you'll save yourself a lot of money.
Take a
lot. Might cost you a little bit more in petrol.
I just entered this link as 2343 one way for a light class vehicle if you use CityLink and EastLink.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Donnie. That's pretty scary. How many people are on that CityLink road, Whispers? We've got to buy some shares in Transurban. If you haven't got Transurban.
Yeah, well, the trucks as well.
Toll.
Add that to it.
Toll Holdings.
Yeah. Add that to it. A lot of feedback coming through about that. Also, why diesel is more expensive. The price of oil shot up earlier this year after Russia was hit with sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine. Yeah, but that doesn't explain why diesel is 22 cents a litre more expensive than petrol.
You didn't finish reading. Diesel prices increased by more than petrol due to various factors, including higher demand because of the COVID-19 economic recovery and fewer supplies from Russia. Looks like it's still a massive factor.
No, that's a BS explanation, that. There's no way knowing that's the truth.
But thanks for taking the time to help us out.
No. I'm not saying that he is Mike. Talking BS. I'm just saying that somebody has told him a BS explanation.
Oh, all right.
Bullshit.
3:45, a wet my whistle, Gary. Two cans before dinner, Matt. Mm. Who's the lady up in, from near Mildura we used to speak to, Connie? Every Friday afternoon, we used to talk to her, and she used to have a googie egg on toast with a can. Was it one can of VB or two cans of VB?
That's right. Well, that was back in the upcountry punt days.
It was. Oh, back in when we used to race the ferrets back in those days.
That's exactly right. Jan's in Glen Waverley. G'day, Jan.
Gary, I've got an answer for your Peninsula Link problem.
Yes, please.
If you jump onto the Peninsula Link from South Road, there's no tolls.
From South Road, is that the Dingley Bypass?
It is.
And then you get on there.
You get onto the Peninsula Link from there and there's no tolls.
Isn't there a toll once you turn onto the Peninsula Link? There's still tolls then as you head towards the BP, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I've been down to... I've been on it and I haven't been charged tolls. I'm sure I haven't.
Jan?
Yep.
You're a star, Jan. Do you play golf, Jan?
Anyway, if you get on from there.
Do you like golf, Jan?
I don't, but my brother does.
I don't. Your brother's got. You can take your brother. 18 holes of golf for you and your brother and a cart at Club Mandalay. You can visit clubmandalay.com.au. Thanks for calling in and helping us out. We'll get a breakaway, Whispers. I've got other stuff to talk about.
I'm not sure this is legal. Why don't you just take your number plates off your car?
Oh, yeah, no, that'd
be. Or black them out. That's come through too.
Who's suggesting that? Calls throughout the show, of course. Thank you to Jan. We'll get to Craig in a minute. It's the IMAR open line. It's a Thursday. We're feeling good about life. The tradies may call 13-IMAR.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
That's a very good point, Beetle. I should have thought about that. A lot of toll information coming through here. This bloke reckons he's got a prime. Tells me. He drives a prime mover, $60 return from Footscray to Toorak Road.
Yeah, that's how expensive it is.
That's the cost of living, Wisp.
And then you got your diesel on top of that, Gary. That's why we're paying more for deliveries and stuff like that. Like somebody's got to pay.
In amongst all of these toll texts, Glenn from Tarnate says he's just cracked his second penny.
Well, this morning?
The joys of night shift. That's exactly right, Glenn.
Well, that's okay.
That's fine. Rip into it and enjoy. He's having a listen to us. Having a nice cold beer, Whispers.
Yes, a nice cold beer.
What else you got for you in your little book there? Because
I was going to ask you this about buying. There's a story last night on the news about how much money people spend on their pets, in particular clothing for their pets now. And I know we have a little nice little Dreiser Bone jacket for Brando in the wintertime.
Burberry?
Well, no, it's not a Burberry. No, it's Dries a Bone. That's actual brand. Oh, yeah, Dries a Bone. Sorry. It's got a little bit of wool around it, you know.
Oh, you got the shearling.
But I'm thinking about this. I just wanted to run this by you because you know how I'm going cashmere this winter. I was just wondering if we could, how it would look if we had matching cashmere jumpers. Is you that going too far, do you think, or not?
You and I?
No, Brando and I.
Oh, no, I think that'd be great.
And I saw a dog the other day. I don't know whether this is something new. People out there will know this or not. I'm seeing a lot of dogs wearing like shoes now, like little sort of
mittens for feet.
Yeah, for their feet. Is that something that sort of crept in to the dog world in most recent times? Because I put that together with that fox that was stealing shoes off verandas. Mm. I'm just wondering where that fox is going to turn up with a little pop-up store somewhere.
He's running around with Nikes on his feet, is he, at the moment?
He had a pair of thongs as well.
There is a scam. Apparently,
there's lots of scams.
It's tied up to the linked as well. So,
be lots aware of that. Well, you know, my answer to the scam, though, I gave that to you on our podcast yesterday.
I know.
The family word.
I like it.
Are you going to roll with that with your family as well?
I got scammed 3 days ago.
Attempted scam
where they put through a transaction for $0 just to see what happens. And thankfully, my bank was onto it. So, I've had to new credit cards. Bang.
Mm. It's so hard now to believe any text message you receive, though, isn't it?
Oh, just had a thought.
What's that?
Because I had to send those shoes back, and they're going to credit my credit card. Now I haven't got it because I've had to get a new credit card. Where's that going to go? Oh, disaster whispers.
Just run that by me again. You had to send those shoes back.
You know when I told you I had to send the shoes back, right. And they don't just swap the shoes over. They refund your card.
Which goes onto your card, mate.
Back onto your card.
Yeah.
And then you have to buy...
another pair, if you need one. Yeah.
So I've sent them back. They'll be trying to refund a card that is no longer in existence.
Why did you get rid of that card?
I got scammed. Aren't you listening?
No, I heard you, but I didn't realise then you had to cut your card up because you got scammed.
Yes, I just
somebody was using your card.
They attempted to, and now I had to get a whole new credit card.
Right.
I don't even know why we're talking about this. There's probably some crook listening out there thinking this will be good.
Well, no, those kids that are doing all that scamming, they wouldn't be out of bed yet. They would have been up all night gaming.
Look at that. Craig McRae's rung in.
Has he? Where? Yeah,
right on the top there.
Craig, no, that's Craig from McRae.
Oh.
You silly duffer.
Oh, silly duffer. Okay, Craig.
Okay, boys. Hey, I live down the peninsula and I come up most days because I work in town. And it used to be capped. The toll. I've got a four-door ute like Gary, and it used to be capped, so you go up for 15 and back again for 15. So theoretically, you could go up and down five times, and it was still $15.
Yep.
But then the lease ran out. You know, which they be told to pay for it, and that 10-year period finished, and then Uncle Dan snuck it through and gave him another 15 years.
Oh, that'd be right.
And now you pay per trip up and back.
That'd be right.
And then they put the prices up on the utes.
Oh, Craig, you've ruined your day.
If you go to the Tullamarine Freeway, you know, through the tunnel and over the bridge, you can double that. It'll be $30 one way.
All right. Anyone want to buy a ute? Give us a call right now.
No, you've left it too late to sell your ute.
Why?
Told you to sell it. The prices...
Not this ute. Never been off-road, never pulled anything, never had anything in its tray. It's brand new, Whispers.
No, they've gone down in value about 15,000.
Oh, well. It's not all about money, Tim. Jeff in Adelaide, just because you did sell your ute. Go, Jeff.
G'day, Tim. Hey, reason why diesel fuel is the price it is, and I used to live in the Northern Territory, is price gouging. It's just as simple as that.
That's what I thought, Jeff. That's what I thought.
Mm.
Just because they can.
And, Gary, I just have a question. I'd like to know why... How come Fox is not having any commentators in any games outside of Melbourne?
Aren't you going on the road?
Not all the time, Jeff, no. See, Tim didn't even realise. There's your answer right there, Jeff.
No, I did. I just wanted to explain why.
No, I wanted to explain why.
We're sending all our people interstate.
I would imagine it's a cost thing, Jeffrey.
They're struggling money-wise.
Oh, well.
Times are tough.
Yeah, they've probably been on the CityLink. That's the reason, but there will be. We're going over to Gather Round. We're going to be there for all those games.
Oh, that's good of you to join the rest of the footy world over there. It's a nice little thought.
That's probably all of our extra football programming, which costs money, whereas Channel Wisp is saving plenty because they ain't got one.
Ah, Gary. Dogs are wearing shoes because they don't want to burn their feet on hot surfaces over the summer. Well, I'm going to keep an eye on that. If I see some dogs out there wearing Uggies during the wintertime, that'll put that to bed, won't it?
Yep. Craig.
When did people start to get concerned about their dogs burning their feet? I mean, that's never been a consideration that I've known of.
Yeah, well.
It's a good thing.
It's the climate. It's the climate change.
What do you mean it's the climate change?
Well, things have changed. Well, haven't you been paying attention?
I've been paying attention. I know that the average temperatures are slowly creeping up.
That's right. Well, there you go. And it burns your little tootsies on your dog.
I didn't know that.
Brando's been looking at you going, your feet are burning, Wisp. Get me a pair of mittens for my feet.
I thought he'd started smoking.